zich, hey sire, seid mir bei Dons. Use Lemke's bedrock spray und der Haar geht jeder Wanz. Oi, bir hot landslide, tut, was ich suge. Use Blackjack, Kackerisch, Powder, drei Mulatog. A guten Morgen, Ostendorf, meine liebe getreue Zuhörers. This is station WBELL broadcasting to air from Brooklyn, New York. And heute gehe ich euch mal eine Rezepte für eine neue bei Thompson Bellevue Sponge Cake. Zum Ersten müsst ihr sich schaffen zwei Eier. Sommer hat ihr nicht zwei Eier, Mrs. Leiden, wird ihr müssen warten, bis euer Mann kommt daheim von der Arbeit. Schickt ihn zu der größere Store und soll ihr auch kriegbringen zwei frische Eier. Sie steucht euch in einer dreifutigen Teppel. Dann schickt er ein Mehl, schickt er ein Rosinkes, schickt er ein Mandeln, schickt er ein bisschen Salz, schütt da rein ein bisschen Pfeffer, schütt da rein Zucker. Ihr sollt nicht jallen mit dem Zucker. Schütt mehr Zucker. Schütt, schütt. Stop schütten. Schon genug. Jetzt riecht es da rein in ein Gästchen und lasst es backen für drei Wochen. Dann auch schneidet ein paar Stickerle und gibt es zu eurer Hint. Sommer wird der Hint nicht pegern. Geh ich im Bauch, lasst mich wissen und ich will es euch versichern. Jetzt gehe ich kleine für euch an andere Briefele von einer Mrs. Jentik Quetsch. Vier Wochen Krieg hat sie mir geschickt eine Letter und mir erzählt, als ich keine Stimme mit ihrem Mann. Sie willen sich aufgeben und zerteilen sich mit den drei Kindern. Sie hat gewollt wissen, wie er soll kommen, zerteilen drei Kinder. Ob ich in der Reihe, dass sie soll wohnen noch ein Jahr mit ihrem Mann und haben noch ein Kind. Bei dieser Zeit, als sie wollen sich noch wollen aufgeben, dann wollen sie können sich zerteilen mit vier Kindern. Two for him and two for her. Eine schlechte Eize. Anyway, ihr entwege ich jetzt lehnen. Ihr macht mich sehr zum Lachen, wenn ihr heißt, ich habe noch ein Kind mit meinem Mann. Ihr kennt nicht mein Schmigegi. Gleit mir, wenn ich verlos ich auf den Kalliki, wird ich erfüllen nicht gehabt meine drei Kinder. Thank you. Mit dem will ich verschließen mein Programm und wünsche euch Hoshichonje, Kalifornie, seid mir alle gesinnt und verdient als Sachmonje. Oi, beste Tag, bei der Fies, denn ihr kennt nicht laufen genug. Trinkt euch Sabot von Meganesia und ihr werdet laufen a ganze Tag.
Why say there's
old ones, young ones, short, fat, or tall, lady, baby, it gets them all. What's that rhythm, what's that sound? Everybody knows, oh, what da 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 da. Everybody's doing it now. You go boom, 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 everybody doing it now.
Why say there's
old ones, young ones, short, fat, or tall, ladies, baby, it gets them all. Now what's that rhythm, what's that sound? Everybody knows, oh, what's that, da, 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 da. Everybody doing it now.
Who'll be our next president
on election day?
Now we don't care who's president as long as he can say.
Oh.
Now Congress,
yes, Congress,
I see,
knows what our country needs.
Yeah, Congress knows it. By the way, have you received your package of seeds?
Oh, what's the difference who gets it as long as he can sing?
Everybody's doing it now.
What are you fellas moaning about?
That Mississippi mud, when the The darkies gather round and they all begin to shout. Hey, hey, Uncle Dutton, it's a treat to beat your feet on the Mississippi mud. It's a treat to beat your feet on the Mississippi mud. Oh, what a dance do they do? Lordy, how I'm telling you, they don't need no band. They take your time by clapping their hands. Just as happy as a cow chewing on a cud when the darkies meet the feet on the Mississippi mud.
Lordy, how they play it. Boy, they really sway it. Say, that music thrills me. Boy, it nearly kills me.
When the sun goes down, the tide goes out, the darkies gather round and they all begin to shout. Hey, hey, Uncle Dutton, it's a treat to beat your feet on the Mississippi mud. It's a treat to beat your feet on the Mississippi mud. Oh, what a dance do they do? Lordy, how I'm telling you, they don't need no band. They take your time by clapping their hands. Just as happy as a cow chewing on the cud when the darkies beat the feet on the Mississippi mud.
Did you say mud there, boy?
I said mud, son.
What are you getting at, lad?
I said really black mud.
Well, speaking of mud and rain, always reminds me.
Reminds you of what?
That I left my sugar standing in the rain, and my sugar melted away.
His sugar melted away. I said his sugar melted away.
Sweeter than the sugar from the sugar cane. Why, I didn't mean to treat her that way.
He didn't mean to treat her that way. Why did you treat that girl that way?
Well, I don't know.
I'll bet your sweetie thought you were the lowest kind of a kind.
Maybe.
You never realized she was so refined, now, did you?
Irregardless and respected.
I just left my sugar standing in the rain,
and my sugar melted away. Hey, hey, Uncle Dutton, what a dance do they do? Lordy, how I'm telling you, they don't need no man. They take your time by clapping their hands. Just as happy as a cow chewing on the cud when the darkies beat the feet, saying the darkies beat the feet, saying the darkies beat the feet on the Mississippi mud.
But I left my sugar.
Where'd you leave your sugar?
Standing in the mud.
In the mud.
I'll bet she's plenty muddy now.
Thank you. I knew about the bees, but I didn't know a thing about the birds and bees. I just found out what love is all about. Gee, ain't nature grand? I knew that cats had kittens and little dogs had fleas, but I didn't know why fellers like to hug and squeeze. I just found out what love is all about. Oh, ain't nature grand? I used to run away from romance. Love I couldn't understand. I used to think that it was so silly to let a feller hold my hand. I used to watch the lovers go strolling in the park, but I didn't know why they would settle after dark. I just found out what it was all about. Ain't nature grand? I knew that little bunnies was very smart and spry, but I didn't know that they could add and multiply. I just found out what it was all about. Gee, ain't nature grand? The fellers used to whistle whenever I passed by. Then they'd start to howl like wolves, and I would wonder why. I just found out what it was all about. Ooh, ain't nature grand? I used to run away from romance. Love I couldn't understand. I used to think that it was so silly to let a fella hold my hand. A feller took me riding, and all I did was talk, and I used to wonder why he said, get out and walk. I just found out what it was all about. Ah, ain't nature grand?
Ma sent me to pay a bill at the grocer's last Saturday. The grocer behind the counter gave me a present of something wrapped in a piece of silver paper, which he told me was a piece of Limburger cheese. When I got outside the shop, I opened the paper, and when I smelt what was inside, I felt tired. I took it home and put it in the coal shed. In the morning, I went to it again. It was still there. Nobody had taken it. I wondered what I could do with it. Father and Mother were getting ready to go to church. I put a piece in the back pocket of Father's trousers and another piece in the lining of Ma's muff. I walked behind when we started for church, and it was beginning to get very warm. When we got in the church, Father looked anxious, and Mother looked as if something had happened. After the first hymn, Mother told Father not to sing again, but to keep his mouth shut and breathe through his nose. After the prayer, the perspiration stood on Father's face, and the people in the next 2 hours got up and went out. After the next hymn, Father whispered to Mother that he thought she'd better go out and air herself. After the second lesson, some of the church wardens came round to see if there were any dead rats in the church. Some more people in our pew got up and went out, putting their handkerchiefs to their noses as they went. The parson said they'd better close the service and hold a meeting outside to discuss the sanitary condition of the church. Mother told Father they'd better go home one at a time. Father told Mother to go the nearest way home, disinfect herself before he came. When they got home, they both went into the front room but didn't speak for some time. Mother spoke first and told Father to put the cat out of the room. She thought it was going to be sick. It was sick before Father could get it out. Mother then turned round and noticed that the canary bird was dead. Mother told Father not to sit so near the fire. It made it worse. Father told Mother to go and smother herself. Just then our servant came in and asked if she should open the window, as the room smelled very close. Father went upstairs and changed his clothes and had a hot bath. Mother took Father's clothes and offered them to a tramp, who said, thank you, kind lady, they're a bit too high for me. Father came in to wish me good night at about 10 o'clock in the evening with a razor strap in his hand. I got under the bed. The people next door thought we were beating carpets in our house. I can't sit down comfortably yet. I have to take my meals off the mantelpiece. No more Limburger jokes for me.
Thank you. I know a certain lawyer in a little town who got the name of Snoops for always snooping round. He was the most peculiar man I've ever seen. I'll give you a description of the man I mean. Snoops, the lawyer, never wore a collar. Snoops, the lawyer, charged an awful price. Snoops, the lawyer, never spent a dollar. No one ever took a bit of his advice. A lady worth $1 million said, "Dear me, I'd like to marry, but I'm over 83. She went to Snoops, the lawyer, for his sympathy. He married her and took the million for his fee. Snoops, the lawyer, knew that she was wealthy. Snoops, the lawyer, hoped she'd die, of course. Snoops, the lawyer, found her very healthy. Now he's given $1 million for a quick divorce." Awfully good. A lady lost a little dog she couldn't trace, and while she spoke, the tears were streaming down her face. Snoop's lawyer said, "I'd like to take your case. In fact, I'd like to take the little doggie's place." Whoops, the lawyer thought he was a devil. Snoop's lawyer gave her arm a jog. Snoop's lawyer wasn't on the level. No wonder all the people called him Dirty Dog. A fellow was arrested only yesterday. He stole 11 bottles from a swell cafe. But Snoop's lawyer laughed right in the judge's face. He said, 11 bottles do not make a case. Excuse it, please. Snoop's lawyer's client's head is swollen. Snoop's lawyer didn't get him fined. Snoop's lawyer drank up what was stolen because he said that justice always should be blind.
The party was getting dull, and the music even worse. So we took our favorite records and we played them in reverse.
What records do you lady jitterbugs prefer?
That song about the famous choo-choo, sir. And also, Mr. Herman, will you kindly play a backwards version of Rose O'Day?
Yado, A-sore, yado, sore. Ooch-choo-chagoon-a-tatch, ooch-choo-chagoon-a-tatch. Fran-a-stan-jow, tegwippily-pie, degap, boodly-yoggy-doodle, clap, clap, clap. Yado, A-sore, yado, sore. Ooch-choo-chagoon-a-tatch. Chagoon-a-tatch, choot, choot, chagoon-a-tatch, Fran-a-stan-jow, tegwippily-pie, degab, boodly-yoggy-doodle, clap, clap, clap.
When the music starts to play, you will hear the experts say, turn about is fair play, so spin that record the opposite way.
Yado, a sore, yado, sore. Ooch, choot, chagoon, attach. Ooch, choot, chagoon, attach. Fran, a stand, jow. The glippily pie, the cap. Boodly, aggy, doodle. Clap, clap, clap.
never bothers me. I'm always sure each bridge is burned behind. I find it pain. But baby mine, where you're concerned, I'd like to know what place.
You'd like to know.
I would.
You would.
I would. I'd love to know.
It goes. If I had a dictionary, I would use the customary compliments and phrases when I want to say your praises. But I'm up to here in trouble. My adversity is double, and to make the matter worse, I'm breathless. When I try to be poetic, you are never sympathetic. As it is, I do my best and hope and pray I pass the test. But up to now, I'm in the soup. My heart is doing loop the loop on top of all of that. I'm breathless.
You take my breath away. My castles are all in a heap. You've got me right where you want me. Baby, you walk in my sleep.
I take you for a little walk, and I'm the guy that likes to talk. You leave me on the porch, and then I wind up with a torch. For every single time that I'm inclined to tell you what is on my mind, I'm darn if I don't mind. I'm breathless.
Take my breath away. My castles are all in a heap. You've got me right where you want me. Baby, you walk in my sleep.
I take you for a little walk, and I'm a guy that likes to talk. You leave me on the porch, and then I wind up with a torch. For every single time that I'm inclined to tell you what is on my mind, I'm darn if I don't plan. I'm breathless.
I love the sound of music, especially the drum. There's just one thing to beat it, and that is chewing gum.
Chewing gum, chewing gum, chewing gum.
At the economic conference, the delegates sat mum. They couldn't raise the dollar, it was stuck to chewing gum.
Chewing, chewing, chewing.
Although my Uncle Fred has got a hairless cranium, he's quite a useful place to park his piece of chewing gum.
Gum, gum, gum.
My Auntie Mary and old horse teeth are very troublesome. She has to stick them in their place with lumps of chewing gum.
Chewing gum, chewing gum, chewing gum.
House of Commons achieves the minimum. Although their jaws are moving, they're only chewing gum.
Chewing gum, chewing gum, chewing gum.
A patient in a hospital in his delirium chewed both his neighbor's ears off like he was chewing gum.
Chewing gum, chewing gum, chewing gum.
A fellow had a voice so low it rumbled in his tongue because he pulled his tonsils out when he was chewing gum.
Chewing gum, chewing gum, chewing gum.
Now in olden days a sailor had his whiskers soaked in rum. And now, Pet, will you tell me what he does with them?
Chewing gum, chewing gum, chewing
gum.
the doctor, said Mrs. Brown one night. My husband's health is failing him, and something isn't right. I took him to see Shakespeare. He slept all through the play. But last night at the burlesque show, he sat up right away. He doesn't drink. He doesn't smoke. A game of cards he'll never play. And once or twice, he took advice from the great YMCA. He never yet has made a bet. He thinks that gambling is a crime. But oh, say, doctor, he falls for the ladies every time. The doctor said, well, madam, a case of nerves, that's all. But one night he saw Mr. Brown right in a dancing hall. A sweet girl's arms around him. He patiently endured. The doctor looked and said, oh my, he never can be cured. He doesn't drink. He doesn't smoke. A game of cards he'll never play. And once or twice, he took advice from the great YMCA. He never yet has made a bet. He thinks that gambling is a crime. But all say, doctor, he falls for the ladies every time. One day Brown went out walking, and in a shady nook, he saw two girls were bathing right in a charming brook. One girl saw Brownie looking and yelled with all her might. The other said, it's only Brown and Brownie. He's all right. He doesn't drink. He doesn't smoke. A game of cards he'll never play. And once or twice, he took advice from the great YMCA. He never yet has made a bet. He thinks that gambling is a crime. But oh, say, doctor, he falls for the ladies every time.
I have just sent my grip on its way to the ship, because I saw my doctor today, and he tells me I must go away for a little while. He just gave me a frown, said you have to leave town, for your nerves are run down. No fear, I'm not going to die, I just dropped in to say goodbye. So goodbye to the life and the glorious night. It's the price I am paying for my cabareting. And the old doctor tells me my liver is queer. I must rest for a year. I have nervous prostration from that hesitation, but I don't regret it. The bankroll, I'll bet that if I'm in good condition a year from today, why, I'll do it all over again. I have seen every play, been in every cafe, and everything just seemed to be right. So my life has been one big Arabian night. You see, no more tangos for me, no more 4 o'clock tea, me for over the sea. Where I can eat with my knife, oh, it's me for the simple life. So goodbye to the lights and the girlies and tights. Every table d'hote dinner just makes me grow thinner. And the old doctor tells me I'm all out of gear. I can't even have beer. No more raising the dickens with pretty young chickens. But I'm not complaining, I'm just going and training. If I'm not with the angels a year from today, why, I'll do it all over again.
About my yes, yes, yes. mama bought a rooster. She thought it was a duck. Put it on the table with his feet sticking up. In walked little sister, spoon and some bread. She was trying to get some gravy from us, yes, yes, yes. Now there was once a little bear, so cute and so funny. He stuck his nose into a comb of honey. Just then a bunch of bees happened to come past, and they swarmed all over his, yes, yes, yes.
Okay, hey, not a train show, but well, almost as much good as a train show. We're doing 78s tonight, and of course they are as useless as trains are nowadays, aren't they? But no, they're fun to listen to, just like trains. I have one that goes by a couple of times every day here in Maine, and it's a joy to hear it every time. I swear to goodness. Anyway, yeah, KBC here with another edition of the Bit Slap, the 22nd. Dedicated to 78s, and I don't mind telling you, this show was pure hell to put together. Let's just hope I can put it past me and get it out of here now. I'm already about a day late. I'm so sorry. And plus, I mean, if you remember last week, we did a thing about George Harrison. It was a fortuitous decision because I had no voice to speak with. So as luck would have it, you didn't even need a playlist, did you? Yes, you knew everything. So glad I could help. Anyway, we started today with something from Benny Bell in, I guess, you know, Broadway Yiddish, you might call that. It's semi-understandable. That was the big broadcast. He did a lot of Yiddish stuff. And then we had two from Paul Whiteman and his Rhythm Boys. That was Bing Crosby, Harry Barris, and Al Rinker. The group that really gave Bing his start onto the majestic stairway to stardom that he wound up on. We heard Wada Da and Mississippi Mud. We'll hear another Rhythm Boys cut. Two of them, actually, coming up in the next set here. Please stay tuned. And then we heard from the Hoosier Hotshots. That was Hezzy and Ken Treach, brothers. And that was Hot Cha Nan. I remember where I heard that the first time. It was in a Betty Boop cartoon. It was Grampy. Grampy was the one going... anyway, I like that a lot, and I'm glad to share it with you. Esmeraldi Ain't Nature Grand, Bert Shepherd, one of the biggest stars of his day. He was a black man and was forced to work in blackface. That was The Boy and the Cheese. Snoop's the Lawyer was Beatrice Lilly. Woody Herman and his orchestra, Ooch Ooch, a Goon Attach. Listen to that carefully. You'll see that's Chattanooga Choo Choo backwards, okay? Just to kill the surprise for you. Go back and check it. You'll see what I mean. Johnny Long and his orchestra after that. Paul Harmon, didn't catch the female vocalist's name, but that was Breathless. Chewing Gum from Ray Noble and his orchestra. He Falls for the Ladies Every Time was Josie Sadler. From about 1909. And then, of course, what would a 78 show be without Billy Murray? I'll tell you what, it'll be damn illegal. Not going to have that here. We have our symptoms. By golly. That was I'll Do It All Over Again. And I will, too, I promise you. And then Larry Vincent and the Lookout Boys. Kind of a rare acetate of yes, yes, yes. Okay, so glue them in. Here they come. More for you.
There's a man on every tongue, Grandpa, Grandma, and the young. What's the fuss is all about? They're just trying to find out who. Who's your hootie? Someone please lend me a hand. Solve this mystery if you can. Is he mice or is he man? Who's your hootie? Who's your hootie? Who's your hootie? One dark night, about 3:30, saw an owl up in the tree. He looked down and he yelled at me. Who's your hootie? G-Man Hoover's getting moody. Got his men on double duty, trying to find out who's your hootie. Who's your hootie? Who's your hootie? The little man who wasn't there said he heard him on the air. No one seems to know from where. Who's your hootie? Lend us a hand. Solve this mystery if you can. Is he mice or is he man? Who's your hootie? Who's your hootie? Who's your hootie? One dark night, 3:30, saw an owl up in the tree. He looked down and he yelled at me. Who's your hootie? G-Man Hoover getting moody. Got his men on double duty, trying to find out who's your hootie. Who's your hootie? Who's your little man who wasn't there said he heard him from the air. No one seems to know from where. Who's your hootie?
Kitty! Kitty! There's a brand new craze of late today. It's quite a walk, some fun I'll say. What ho, let's go, come meet them. Snap your fingers, walk around the bed, shake your shoulders, go put down the bed when it's got you. You get frightened, that's college rhythm. Lift your skirt, oh, lift your pants a bit. First you strut and then you dance a bit. Do it more than hidey, hold on, that's college rhythm. Swing. And then you stop, and then you hop.
wake and get the kick, and then all the world will soon be doing it. Hey, professor, yes, sir, that's college rhythm.
That the things I do are sure to good. How am I doing? Hey, hey, tweet, 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 twat, twat. I know a gal in Sadie Green. Yeah. Not a gal in New Orleans. Say she loves to dance and she loves to sing.
She didn't take a chance on any old thing.
The other night down at that hall, when that band would play.
Bum, ba, da, bum, ba, da, ba, da, da.
Oh, listen to the band. Funny land. Listen to the band.
Da, 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 da.
Miss Sadie go.
Where?
On that floor.
Oh.
And this is what she'd say. Oh.
How am I doing? Hey, hey, tweet, tweet, tweet,
twat, twat.
How do, 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 do
radio show.
Began to dance with stylish grace and ease, but there was no applause because the pod was full of cheese. Mickey was so proud to see this jolly crowd, when suddenly the cat got loose and went straight for the blind, and caused so much excitement that they all began to hide. Then come and say, 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 Mickey Mouse died very finely. With a sad face to each outside, where are you, Minnie?
I'm all right, I'm all right. Don't worry, dear. Think I'm down in hiding until the coat is here.
One of the mice volunteered to go and get Rover. When in that sight he appeared, their troubles were over. To the cat, be on your way.
don't belong here today.
Well, they took me out in the woodshed where Mother couldn't see us, and they dressed me up in the doggone suit of clothes I calculate I ever had on in my life. Gee whiz, I looked like a cross between an Indian and a cigar sign. Well, then we went out to the pasture, and they had a lot of little Indian war clubs and little feet bag, and they called them, one of them a brassy and the other a putter, and some other darn thing of some kind. Well, then they brought out a little wooden ball and sot it up on a hunk of mud and told me to stand alongside of it and hit it. Well, sir, I got up alongside of it and I wailed away at it and I missed it. Well, sir, I just wailed away at it again and I hit it right where I missed it the first time, and I whirled around so doggone fast I sucked down and like to jarred all of my teeth loose. Well, I just got up and took off my coat and rolled up my sleeves and I allowed I'd knock that darn little ball far over into next county. Well, sir, I wailed away at it again and by chowder I hit it and knocked it far over into Deacon Witherspoon's pasture and hit his old brindle cow and she got scared and run away, jumped the fence and went down the road, and that darned old critter never stopped a-running, or she went slap dab into Ezra Hoskins' grocery store. While she knocked over old Jim Lawson, who was sitting on a Cracker Barrel of Whitland, and broke his darned old wooden leg, and put one foot in a jar of mackerel, another in a tub of apple butter, and went out the side door, and steered Cy Pettingill's horses, and they run away and mashed his wagon into kindling wood, and Cy sued me for damages, and Jim wants me to buy him a new wooden leg, and Aunt Nancy Smith got so excited she lost her glass eye and didn't find it for 3 or 4 days. When she did find it, one of Ezra Hoskins' boys was playing marbles with it, and Nancy can't wear it anymore, and I guess that's all I know about playing golf.
I'm a jolly old fellow from way back in New England, where apples and peaches and pumpkins do grow, where the girls, they are handsome, the boys, they are likewise the same. I would have you to know, I came to your city, your sight for to see, the town and the great Union Square. I came for to ride in your electric free cars and to wink at your pretty girls. But I'm old, but I'm awfully tough. Old, but I'm awfully tough. And the gals will do say of the joyous way, you're old, but you're awfully tough. I'm old, but I'm awfully tough. I'm old, but I'm awfully tough. jolly old fellow from way back in New England. A jolly old fellow, you'll see. I'm playing you euchre, I'll give you the joker. And beat you now 5-3. A jolly old fellow, my age never mellowed, although I am near 73. Away with your strokers, but give me the joker. For a jolly old fellow, you say. For I'm old, but I'm awfully tough. Old, but I'm awfully tough. And the devil's as you say, Uncle Joshua. You're old, but you're awfully tough. I'm old, but I'm awfully tough. I'm old, but I'm awfully tough.
Way, ladies and gentlemen, and see the wonderful collection of wild animals.
How much is it, stranger?
2 bits, a quarter of a dollar.
What animal is this?
This, my friend, is a Bengal tiger.
It don't sound like it.
And this is a roaring lion.
That sounds like a nanny goat.
Kindly step aside there for these cash customers. And now, friends, the concert starts immediately. Of all the things you can't imagine, what I love best.
Well, is it women or is it swimming?
No, indeed, you know where's near it. Take one more guess.
Gee, I'm so awfully dense. Don't keep me in suspense.
Oh, I'm just wild about animal crackers, animal crackers.
Who's been feeding you animal crackers, animal crackers?
Bears and tigers haunt me all day.
Good Lord, tell me, what makes people get that way?
I'd spend $1 million for animal crackers, animal crackers. They just thrill me right through.
Goodness gracious, you're a chump.
I just bit off a camel pump. Oh, animal crackers, I love you. Everybody has some weakness, and so have I.
Something you long for, you're mighty strong for.
It's my only dissipation, I won't deny.
Yes, and I can get what brings you happiness.
Oh, I'm just wild about animal crackers, animal crackers.
Can't you live without animal crackers, animal crackers?
All night long I eat them in bed.
Tell me truly, won't dog biscuits do instead?
I feed my women on animal crackers, animal crackers.
Oh, how you bill and chew.
Yes. And lions eat up many men, but who the heck's are scared of them? Oh, animal crackers, I love you. We're just wild about animal crackers, animal crackers. We can't live without animal crackers, animal crackers. Noodle soup just gives us a pain. And pastrami has a fragrance much too balmy. Nothing thrills us like animal crackers, animal crackers. And without them we're blue.
To dine without a fuss
upon a hippopotamus. Oh, animal crackers, I love you. How'd you like the show, stranger?
Terrible, rotten.
That's what they all say.
For years, we had an aspidistra in a flower pot on the whatnot near the stand in the hall. It didn't seem to grow till one day our brother Joe had a notion that he'd make it strong and tall. So he crossed it with an acorn from an oak tree, and he's planted it against the garden wall. It shot up like a rocket till it's nearly reached the sky. It's the biggest aspidistra in the world. We couldn't see the top of it, it got so blooming high. It's the biggest aspidistra in the world. When Father's had a snootful at his tub, the bunch of grapes, he doesn't go all fighting mad and getting into scrapes. No, you'll find him in his bare skin playing Tarzan of the Apes. Up the biggest aspidistra in the world. The tomcats and the moggies love to spend their evenings out up the biggest aspidistra in the world. They all begin meowing when the buds begin to sprout from the biggest aspidistra in the world. The dogs all come around for miles, a lovely sight to see. They sniff around for hours and hours and wag their tails with glee. So I've had to put a notice up to say it's not a tree, it's the biggest aspidistra in the world. My brother's in the army, he's in the home defense with the biggest aspidistra in the world. The colonel says that's topping, now we'll start a big advance with the biggest aspidistra in the world. When Goring sees it from afar, he'll say to his old Frau, young Joe has got his blood up, war will soon be over now. For they're going to string old Hitler from the very highest brow of the biggest aspidistra in the world.
The pond lily social gave a hot last night. The darkies that attended, they were dressed up out of sight. All were gay and laughing and as happy as could be. Dancing and singing both to Robert E. Lee. Dave Jones had a suit that fitted all right, but his patent leather shoes, they sort of fit too tight. When it led Miss Sophie Jackson back to her seat, he said, if you don't mind, I'll just ease my feet. He removed his shoes right there, which left his feet quite bare. When they picked him up outside the hall, you could hear old Abe declare, oh, Lord, these feet of mine give me trouble all the time. That's one reason why I get the blues. I never could wear them narrow-toed shoes. I've had a headache, toothache too. Nothing compares with an undersized shoe. I got the plans to see the doctor man about these feet of mine. This fool went to the seashore to improve his health, but he had to get a job because he had no wealth. So up and down the boardwalk from morn till night, he pushed behind a rolling chair with all his might. His feet were awful tired, he was almost done, when a large fat lady, who most weighed a ton, climbs into his chair and tells him where to roll. Abe gazes at his burden and it's fly, he told. He says, this ain't my chair. The man you walk in there. Then he turns away and he quits his job. Then he yells out in despair, oh, Lord, this feet of mine give me trouble all the time. I ain't lazy, work as hard as I can, but I never was intended for a moving van. I like to boardwalk, I like to breathe, but I'm spending all I make just buying footies. I'm gonna choose them rubber-soled shoes for all these feet of mine.
Reroute $40.
I got writing on an automobile that weighs 40 inches.
You betcha. This New York's a big downside, but hey, the streets is pretty well tore up, ain't they?
Yeah, tore up just now, but it'll be a great town when they get it finished.
On the right is Grace Church. Listen to the beautiful chime.
What did he say, Hiram? He said, listen to the beautiful chime. What's that? Ain't them fine? I can't hear the words you say. Wait, them chime goes down. Stop ringing.
Now, this is Union Square. Tammany Hall is just down the street.
I thought Tammany Hall was on the square.
No, Tammany Hall ain't on the square.
And on your left is the wonderful Flatiron Building.
Pretty windy around here.
Hey, Ty, look at them gals going around the corner.
Gee whiz, don't look, Hiram. Turn your head. Gosh, old hemlock.
Fire, big guy. Let's get out and go to it. Get out, nothing. You lose your dollar.
We are now approaching Millionaire's Row.
On Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, they're robbing everybody that they can. But they go to church on Sunday just to show that they are honest men.
On your right are a couple of peaches.
Hey, Jeff, I want to be in them two pretty gals.
We will now stop 5 minutes at the tomb of General Grant.
Hands off, boys. I fought with him once, and by gosh, I'd do it again if I could.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry to say the car has broken down, and we have no means of conveying you back to the city.
What are we going to do now, Ty?
I guess we'll have to take St. Mayor.
Wipe the room.
The next time I go out to ride, you bet your life, doggone my hide. I won't take the motor car, for they don't damn good when you're going very far. For they don't damn good when you're going very far.
Now, this song has to be explained as a conversation between two United States senators. One a senator from New York, and the other a senator from California. We find them sitting in their club in Washington, bragging about their respective states. The California senator speaks first. You can take your Broadway, take Walter Winchell and his gas. You can take your Roaring Forties and... You can take your Chrysler Building, take the Schuberts and George White. All I want is a little apartment somewhere in Boyle Heights. Now you've raved for days about your place, about all the things you've mastered. Go back east, you fools, you're just the tools of some other bragging bastard. Now we've listened to your boasting and all the bunk you've passed. You can take Grant's tomb if you're able and... Now we hear from the senator from New York. You can take your flowers and take all of that green grass and take those sun-kissed oranges and you can take those snow-capped mountains and those skies of blue. All I want is an apartment somewhere on Park Avenue. The way you talk, you'd think New York hadn't any riches. Why not go back west with all the rest of those bragging sons of bitches? You can take your palm trees and take that Cahuenga Pass and take those lousy earthquakes and take those lousy earthquakes and shove them up your big fat ass.
All right, let's get going here. Got your playlist right here, baby. We started out with Cab Calloway and his orchestra, Who's Your Hootie. College Rhythm was Jimmy Greer, along with my favorite, Lida Roberti. She's from Warsaw, Poland. Died 80 years ago next week at the ripe old age of 31. Sad thing. She would have had quite a career. Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians. That was Dry Bones, of course. Two more from Paul Whiteman and the Rhythm Boys. How am I doing? Hey, hey. And then, so, the Bluebirds and the Blackbirds got together. Sounds like a good plan. The wedding party of Mickey Mouse was a guy named Arthur Lally. No details. You wouldn't believe me anyway. And then, of course, another edition of Uncle Josh Theater. That was Uncle Josh playing Golliff. Golliff, that's what he said. And then I'm old and I'm awfully tough. Was, of course, Laughing Cal Stewart again. I bet you didn't know he sang, did you? Well, you'd probably be right. Happiness Boys, Billy Jones and Ernie Hare. I'm just wild about animal crackers. The biggest aspidistra in the world was, of course, Gracie Fields. That was probably her biggest of all hits. And then we heard George O'Connor, These Feet of Mine. Yes, not yours, mine. The Edison Vaudeville Company, and a little vaudeville thing, Three Rubes, Seeing New York. You've been there, I'm sure. And then the Broadway song from someone who prefers to remain anonymous. I think I can understand why. Anyway, that's going to be it for this week. I want to point out something for you here. The next thing coming up was recorded about 84 years ago, and it's remarkably prescient. You know that word? I know that word. It means present in a higher sense. A lot of the predictions he made are pretty true today, and if not, they will be soon. So we got that, and then another one that nobody's going to care about. So I'll just remind you that I'm sorry I've been away for a couple of weeks. I'm actually coming up on 3 weeks with the flu now, and I'm really, really freaking sick and tired of being sick and tired. I can't breathe. I can't do anything without coughing, and it took me like 30 takes to get this microphone break done because I kept coughing. And I actually believe this is true. My doctor actually prescribed me codeine. But you know what? Nobody has it. Nobody can sell it to me. Isn't that weird? So anyway, I will see you next week with some more imaginary hits and some imaginary good songs. Meantime, please have a good one and stay freaking healthy.
Now over there in Europe, they're having lots of fun. Their taxes and their big war debts have got them on the run. We have to lend them money to keep them on their feet, while a million good Americans are sleeping in the street. Our international bankers are busy night and day. They're figuring all the ways and means to give our dough away. Our working men are unemployed, they're raising quite a row. Prosperity's around the corner 50 years from now. 50 years from now, 50 years from now. Just tell the grocery man you'll pay him 50 years from now. When the landlord and the gas man come with both hands full of bills, just point toward the west and say there's gold in them there hills. And 50 years from now, 50 years from now, we'll find a way to pay your bill somehow. Oh, the situation's funny, we've lent Europe all our money, and they won't be able to pay us back till 50 years from now. Our domestic situation is certainly hard to beat. We have to go round hungry 'cause we've raised too much to eat. We cannot ride our railroads 'cause we haven't got the fare. And we've piled up stacks of clothing till we've nothing much to wear. They'll throw you in the hoosegow if you steal a loaf of bread. But the gangsters fill our cities full of powder, smoke, and lead. We'd like to find the answer, but it seems we don't know how. We'll probably come out all right in 50 years from now. 50 years from now, 50 years from now. Oh, everything will be lovely in 50 years from now. In the meantime, all you have to do is stand around and grin and do your starving gracefully or the cops will run you in. It's really quite the style to take it with a smile. It's supposed to help a hungry man somehow. Though it's hard on some beginners to do without their dinners, just think of their nice trim waistlines in 50 years from now. Oh, 50 years from now, 50 years from now. We won't remember a thing about it 50 years from now. We'll be out in the marble orchard where the tombstones are in bloom. Underneath the green grass, there's always plenty of room. And 50 years from now, 50 years from now, we'll be down where they can't reach us with a plow. And among the saints and sinners, and the losers and the winners, it won't matter a heck of a lot 50 years from now.
They say that every fireman wears suspenders that are red, because they hold his trousers up and keep him out of bed. But who cares, who cares, who cares anyhow? My folks all say I was born this way, but who cares anyhow?
A bumblebee will never sing about his little honey. I hardly think a policeman's club will ever strike me funny.
But who cares, who cares, who cares anyhow?
I know some jokes that I can't tell folks,
but who cares anyhow?
Say, Bill, what's the difference between the North and the South Pole?
All the difference in the world.
I never saw a butterfly that ever could make butter, and even all the nicest treats will end up in the gutter.
But who cares, who cares, who cares anyhow?
I'm so darn bright for the shine at night, but who cares anyhow?
Ernie, did I tell you my last stock story?
I hope so.
They call me maple sugar, cause I'm just a refined sap. And when my girl feels all run down, she winds up in my lap.
But who cares, who cares, who cares anyhow?
You'll all agree something's wrong with me,
but who cares anyhow?
Speaking of Scotch jokes, you know, I often wonder how you ever get away with all the Scotch jokes that you tell.
Well, half of my ancestors are Scotch.
What was the other half?
Oh, ginger ale.
A bullfrog lives a long, long time, although each night he croaks. And I know my sweet is not so hot because she never smokes.
But who cares, who cares, who cares anyhow?
It's a crazy song that won't last long, but who cares anyhow? Hey, Bill, whatever became of your sister?
Oh, she has a new position now.
What's she doing?
She's a waitress in a lunatic asylum.
A waitress in a lunatic asylum?
Yeah, she carries soup to nuts. They say that a banana skin will make a lovely slipper. I don't believe I'll ever drink moonshine from the Big Dipper.
But who cares, who cares, who cares anyhow? We told the bell, but the bell can't tell, but who cares anyhow? Who cares, who cares, who cares, who cares, who cares, who cares anyhow?
I do, I do, I do.
Oh, we don't care, we know you.